all kinds of things may be found out, come to be known. But the truth must be affirmed from the beginning. Ordinary religion, ordinary science are means of gaining experience, gaining a kind of knowledge, even a kind of control over experience. But the ways of seeking are not about finding the truth. It is impossible to seek the truth and as a result find it. It is impossible to seek reality and as a result of the seeking of it, find it. You must transcend the search itself. The way of Adi-Dham is about understanding and transcending seeking. The search for truth, the search for reality, the search for real God, the search for happiness. The way of Adi-Dham is not a way or means for seeking happiness or for achieving it as a result of that search. It is about the always present time realization of happiness, of love bliss, of truth, of reality, of real God. The only real God is reality. Reality is not merely what can be observed about this or that condition. Reality is the condition of all conditions. It is that which is always already the case. Ordinary religion, ordinary science, ordinary culture, you see, seeks to experience, to know, to get advantage, to get control over what is mysterious, what is unknown, what is threatening. Ordinary religion, ordinary science, ordinary culture would achieve, wants to achieve the result of absolute power for human beings. It is a collective egoic pursuit in the face of fear, sorrow, and anger, or the denial of love. To affirm that this is all materiality, limited, dying and effectively dead, is a kind of affirmation of power, a manifestation of a dissociative disposition that is merely afraid and self-possessed and angry. Matter is light, not merely ordinary light that can even change its speed or fly about and be reflected on surfaces and so on, but fundamental light, light itself, which is inherently indivisible. Inherently unbroken. The conditional universes are a manifestation of the apparent breaking of light. A curious, simple, apparent difference or division within light, or energy itself, or love bliss itself, the divine brightness. And it cannot be comprehended in its own terms. The conditional domain cannot. In and of itself, it is a problem and a goad to seeking. when the irreducible, indivisible, unbroken brightness of reality is realized, it is found to be always already the case. It is found to inherently transcend all of conditional existence, all of space-time, all of apparent limitation, all apparent materiality or grossness, all subtlety also, all causation. Space-time cannot be observed. The Big Bang cannot be observed. It's not something that occurs in space, it is the origin of space. To look at it in space is already to look at it in egoic terms, from a position after the event. To examine it in conventional scientific terms is to assume this dissociated position, as if the ego stands outside of space-time, and it does not. It is inherently an event in space-time. Egoity is inherently an event in space-time. The body-mind is an event in space-time. That in which it is occurring transcends space-time, transcends limitation, the apparent breaking of light, energy itself, radiance itself. Point of view is the error of science and religion.